This meditation is for fear. First, be sure you are safe. If you have fear because you are not safe, call the emergency number immediately. So if you have non-dangerous fears, this meditation is for you. And before we begin, put both hands on your chest. Feel the warmth of your hands entering in your chest, like a soothing comfort. And while you're doing this, visualize, sense, think, feel, imagine, or any way you can do it, pouring love in at the same time. With the understanding that you have fear, and in kindness, you're going to approach your fears. And no matter what happens in life, we always have love for ourselves to turn back to. And self-love is very important when dealing with insecurity fears. If you want to keep your hands on your chest during this meditation, that is fine. Otherwise, when you go sit down in a chair or in a meditation position, or lay down somewhere comfortably, you can hold your hands with palms up while your thumbs are touching your pointer or your middle fingers. Or fold your hands open on top of your hands on your lap. So let's begin. Gently close your eyes and allow yourself to drift away while emptying your head of any thoughts. Then give your body permission to relax. And allow all the stress from the fears to slowly fall away from you. And slowly see how the fear is leaving your body. The fear you make up in your head, which is real fear for you. But in the grand scheme, maybe it's just fear because you're scared for something new, something different, something you're afraid you can't do. For some conversation you need to have, for some event, experience. And you're fearful you won't be okay or not comfortable or insecure or not seen or not heard. These are real fears, but I want you just to understand that these fears in your head makes things more complicated for you than when you don't have fears. And when you just go in with an open curiosity and just see what happens in a relaxed manner. Because when we are relaxed, we will be received as that. If we are in fear, we will be received in fear too, which is then much harder to deal with, and why often fear were confirmed will be confirmed with how we are received due to the fact that we started with fear. And even though fear is a perfect human emotion, it often isn't helping us if those are fears in ways that you're not really in danger. Fear for danger is a very healthy fear, and you should definitely listen to those. But fears that are self-induced, that makes you smaller, makes you less capable, makes you think things in negative ways, makes you not do things, are fears that are just keeping you from fully becoming you. So let's go into the fears and first check in your body where you can feel the fear. There are thoughts you have, but often those fears also show up somewhere in our body. So just go inward and ask yourself, where is this fear sitting in me? And scan your body from the top of your head, going into your head and ask in your neck and your arms and your chest and your back and your pelvic area. And just scan your whole body to find out where the fear is sitting in you. And just scan and see where it is. And when you have found it, ask your fear and say, where and what and how are you really fearful for? And ask your fear, is this necessary right now to be fearful? Is there a way what I'm fearful for that I can do this without my fear? And how have self-induced fears influenced you in your life in negative ways? So we're going to work with these fears. Become clear what this fear is for, what it is about. And then we're going to go inside of your body. And we're going to start breathing in light into the fears. And we're going to take care of the fears so they will no longer bother you with the things you would like to accomplish in your life. So you're first gonna go do 3 deep breaths. And when you breathe into your nose. And when you breathe out through your mouth. So take your first deep breath. And while you're doing that, visualize, think, feel, imagine light coming from the universe in through your nose. And bring that light with concentration to the place where the fear is sitting in your body, and allow the light to touch the fear. And and then out through your mouth, you breathe out the fear and you completely let it go. So take another deep breath in and visualize light coming through your nose into your fear and soften it with the light and feel how the light is making it smoother and a bit easier. And then out, breathe out all the fear you have through your mouth and let it go. And then once again, breathe in. Breathe in the light through your nose. And then slowly and surely let the light touch the fear in your carry inside and let it break it up. Because there's no need for you to carry that fear. And then let it go, release it through your mouth. Let all the fear go. And now we're going to take a few more breaths like that, but just regular breaths. So again, breathe in and go into that fear. And break it up while you're doing that with the light and breathe it out through your mouth. And again, breathe in and start doing that for 1 minute by yourself. Breathing in and out into the fears. In through your nose, out through your mouth. And I'll be back in a minute. Good. And as I discussed before, there's a difference between dangerous fears and fears we create in our heads that are not really fears. So we only do this meditation for the fear that holds you back instead of the dangerous fears. Because with dangerous fears, you really need professional help. So let's concentrate on this non-dangerous fear again. And try to connect with the fears in your bodies that hold you back. Things you want to do in life. Look into that fear and see what that fear is trying to tell you, as I said before. Let's go a bit deeper right now than before. So what are you afraid of? What do you think you cannot do? Are you shy? How do you feel you are incapable? And what and how does it make you nervous? And just invite the feelings to be there. It is okay to feel that. Because only if we allow the feelings to be there and go into them, we can deal with them. If we are afraid of our fear, they will stay inside and nothing will change. So look how you feel the fear of feeling incapable and breathe in the light into the feelings of that fear. And replace it and let go. So take a breath again and go into that fear and feel how you have that fear of feeling incapable and breathe it in. Replace it with the light and let go through your mouth and tell yourself, I am capable. I might need to learn some more things, but I'm capable. And of course, there are things in our lives that we can't because we don't have the talent for it. But that is 95% not true. What we think we can do or not do. We're much more capable than we think we are. So again, breathe in the light into these feelings of the fear of not being capable. And then let them go. And say internally, I am capable. So sit with that for a few breaths. And breathe in the light into that fear of not being capable. And tell yourself internally, I am capable. Just take 3 breaths to do this. Now let's go to the feelings and fears of being nervous about things. Sometimes we have to show up somewhere we are nervous to go to, or talking in front of people, or we like someone and we do not know if this person likes us too. There can be so many reasons why we feel fear and nervousness. So let's breathe into the nervousness. Take a deep breath in through your nose. Bring the light to these feelings of being nervous, the fears, and breathe out and let it go. And again, breathe in the light into the fears of nervousness and breathe it out and let it go. And see how the light is going to take over on what was nervous before. And with the next breath in, bring in the light again into the nervousness through your nose and breathe out through your mouth and say to yourself, I can, I am courageous, I can do this. So again, breathe in the light into the nervousness and then breathe it out through your mouth and say, I can, I'm courageous, I can do this. Allow yourself to sit with these feelings for a second and say it a few times over and over again so it can really resonate within you. Let that feeling of I can, I'm courageous, I can do this solidify within yourself. Because you can. And again, breathe in the light into the feelings of not believing in yourself. Breathe in deeply through your nose into these feelings and breathe them out through your mouth and let them go. Again, breathe into these feelings of not believing in yourself. And let them go out through your mouth. One more time, breathe in deeply into these feelings of I don't believe in myself. Breathe the light in and let the light replace those feelings. And breathe the feelings of I don't believe in myself out through your mouth and let go. And then with the next breathing light in, you say to yourself, I believe in myself. And let go of not believing in yourself and say, I believe in myself. And even if it doesn't go completely the way I want to, I can learn and get better. So repeat, I believe in myself. And even if it is not going all the way I want it to go, I can learn from it and get better. And again, breathe in the light in not believing in yourself and breathe it out and say, I believe in myself, I can do this. And even if it doesn't go all the way I want it, I can learn and get better. It is important to see mistakes as learning tools instead of saying to yourself, I should never do this again. So slowly let go of all the things you are feeling around fear. And slowly start to feel more confident inside with courage, with ability, and see yourself like that. See yourself as a capable, courageous, able person who is open and curious to learn and to keep on learning and to get better and to get understand more. Because we all have that in us. Make this commitment to yourself that when you are fearful, that you do the work of the breathing and tell yourself you're capable, courageous, and an able person and find out what you need to learn, what you need to understand to back this feeling up to be successful. And make this commitment to yourself when you're coming out of this meditation. Because you are capable and you can. You say to yourself, I can, I'm capable. I'm courageous, I'm an able person. And with this commitment in yourself, and when you're ready, just come back to just hearing my voice and feeling the weight of your body, of where you're sitting or laying down. And wiggle your toes. Wiggle your fingers. And when you are ready, you can open your eyes. And now that you are done with this meditation, put your hands back on your chest and say to yourself, I can do this. I'm courageous and I will do everything as well as I can. And with the best I do, I am good enough. Namaste.